The Power of One, Young Readers Edition. Written by Bryce Courtney and read by Humphrey Bauer. With a puff of blue exhaust smoke, the truck lurched away, and I was left standing at the gate. Ahead of me lay Mofro, the judge and jury, and the beginning of the Power of One, where I would learn that in each of us there is a flame that must never be allowed to go out. That as long as it burns within us, we cannot be destroyed. I released Grandpa Chook from the sack and gave him a bit of a pat on his bald head. Piscop the Roynek, possessor of a headless snake, was back in town. But this time, for damn sure, he was not alone. Now that my bedwetting days were over, my camouflage was almost perfect, except for my you-know-what, which the kids could only see when we took a shower, and sometimes they'd even forget to remember about it. Skirting the edge of the playground, we made our way to the hostel, which contained the small kids' dormitory. It looked out onto a run-down citrus orchard. No one ever came here. It was the ideal place for Grandpa Chook to stay while I reported to Mofro. I set about making a small clearing among the weeds, then drew a circle on the ground, and Grandpa Chook settled politely into it. It still annoyed me a bit that he refused to go through the whole magic rigmarole, but you can't go arguing with the chicken. I found Mofro in the wash house folding blankets. She looked at me with distaste and pointed to a bucket beside the mangle. "Your rubber sheet is in that bucket. Take it," she said.
I am cured, Mofro," I stammered.
"Ha! Your opa's beatings are better than mine, then, yeah?"
"No, Mofro, your beatings are the best. Better than my grandpa's. I just stopped doing it."
"My shembok will be lonely."
Mofro called the bamboo cane she carried her shembok.
"You are too early. The other children will not be here till this afternoon."
I returned to Grandpa Chook. Nanny had packed two large sweet potatoes in my suitcase, and I planned to share one of these with Grandpa Chook. As I approached the orchard, I could hear a fearful squawking. Suddenly, Grandpa Chook rose from above the weeds, then plunged back into the undergrowth. I stumbled towards the clearing. Grandpa Chook stood inside the circle. Held firmly in his beak was a 3-foot grass snake. With a vigorous shake of his head and a snip of his powerful beak, he removed the head from the snake and, to my astonishment, swallowed it. The toughest damn chicken in the world tossed his head and gave me a beady wink. I could see he was pretty pleased with himself. I don't blame him. How can you go wrong with a friend like him at your side?